The story of the whales on Cape Cod briefly turned hopeful today when a group of them swam free, but then grounded themselves for the third time. Some of the whales, sick or in shock, have been euthanized. The whales represented nearly all those who were returned to the water by rescue workers and vacationers yesterday. 9 whales died during that effort, but most of the surviving creatures came back ashore once again. A.J. Cady works with the International Fund for Animal Welfare, which is part of the Cape Cod Stranding Network. And Mr. Cady, first, can you tell us what the status of the creatures is right now?
Well, at the moment, most of the whales are up again on the edge of the marsh. A few of them may have died already. The remainder, the veterinarians are working as quickly as they can to limit their suffering. There are a few whales stranded further out and one or two that are just sort of swimming forlornly back and forth between the two groups. But at this point, it doesn't look like any of them are going to survive.
From what people up there know about these pilot whales, what's the best explanation being offered as to what the creatures have been doing coming ashore then after they've been refloated, coming back ashore, and it seems a third time doing that?
Well, pilot whales spend most of their time far out at sea. When they come into shore, it may be that they're chasing prey. So what you could have is they may have come into the bay looking for squid or mackerel, and become disoriented by the sloping bottom. It's also possible that they have some sort of a virus or a parasite that's causing disorientation. We just don't know.
It seems a very distinguishing fact about pilot whales is that they are remarkably social, and doing something in such large numbers, dozens of them, seems typical, I gather.
Yes, they're tremendously social animals. You have to be very careful when we release them that we release them as a group, because if not, they will return. They want to stay together as a family unit.
How rare is a mass stranding like this one?
These are unusual. The last time we had a stranding of this magnitude was 1986, when 60 animals stranded. We'll see smaller groups from time to time. It's fairly random, but this is a large stranding.
The scene yesterday, I just wonder what it was like for you. Everybody else in the country, if not the world, saw pictures of people who are on guard, as I guess you are, to be part of this network that springs into action when whales beach, but also people who were just there on vacation, I gather, who took part in it.
Yes, it's a remarkable scene. I mean, one of the things that is so heartwarming is it's obvious we have such a connection with whales. And it's sort of sadly ironic that at the same time people on the beaches here in the United States are working so hard to save these animals, so many of them to commercial whaling from Japan or Norway. The outpouring of support was just remarkable yesterday.
How long do you think it will take for all of the whales either to be refloated or to be removed dead from the beach?
We'll do our best to get them all out by darkness tonight, if at all possible. If not, we'd secure them and have the remainder out first thing in the morning.
You and other people we've spoken to today about this are quite businesslike. You've dealt with beached whales before. There's a method, obviously, to what goes on. I assume, though, that this is not an unemotional event at every level for you.
Nope. It's heartbreaking. You try to set it aside because you want to do what's best for the animals. But it's difficult work. They're magnificent creatures, and you want to do everything you can to save them.
Mr. Cady, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
A.J. Cady, who's on Cape Cod near the pilot whales, he works with the International Fund for Animal Welfare.